Now, we all like to get a present now and again, and you can imagine my delight when a parcel arrived for me here at the radio station on Tuesday, and it was from Blind Dave Healy. Thank you very much, Mr. Healy.
Well, there you go. Well, as you know, I was making all of these, I'd like to think they're nice, phone holders, pen holders, pen drive holders, and, you know, and I keep threatening you with something. So while I was in the throes of doing all of these for Christmas for the kids, for the mates at school, I thought, you know what, I'll throw a few in for people I know. And you happen to be on my little list, so I made you one. And, well, I'm pleased that you've received it.
Yeah, I'm chuffed.
You can use it, and it's, you know, it's just like a gimmicky thing, but it's, I don't know, it's just some of a little design. I like silly little things like that out of their ends of wood, and I don't like waste, you know, and you just think, well, you can make some usage, can't you?
Well, so I've been using it, and it's got spots for you want to put pen drives in or various things. There are various things that clutter up your desk. And and it's got my name on it, so nobody can nick it.
Did I spell it right?
Yes.
And it's engraved by my own fair hand, and it's in, so you can actually trace it. So if you can't see, you can still spell it, and you'll know whether I've made a spelling mistake or not. But no, I enjoy doing that, and it's nice when you've got that time that, you know, I can spend a little bit of time doing a few things like that, you know, all sorts of bits and pieces that I make out of, I guess I'm recycling the wood, you know what I mean? Because you make a desk, make this, make that, and you've always got little bits after. I mean, what I did for one of the kids, I had some silly little squares left, and them silly little squares I turned into a series of dice, and polished them up, and now everybody wants to see a series of dice.
How long does it take you to do the desk tidy?
Oh, blimey, O'Reilly. I mean, to do one, I mean, it's easier if I'm doing 10, because, you know, you're just set up to do the engraving, and also, you know, the grooves to put in for the phones. But to do one, I mean, by the time I've sort of planed it, got it cut, and then what I tend to do is I'll do the engraving first, because if I make a mistake of that, then, you know, it's better to do it at the beginning than the end. So that, it depends. I mean, to put Simon on, it took me, I know it's silly, but it took me the best part of a half an hour, because, you know, obviously I have to set up for the S, set up for the I, the M, the O, the N, and move along in my little way so that I've got it all, you know, symmetrical, etc., etc. And then by the time I've done that, and I'm happy with that, a little bit of sanding on it, and then I have to then change me router bits. So I guess to do one, the answer is probably takes me a good couple of hours. And I know it's silly, a little thing like that, but it's by the time I've sanded it, by the time I've routed it, by the time Deb sort of had a look at it, because, you know, she's very critical if I got marks on it. But then when I oil it, that's why I like to do a series of them. Because you put a coat of oil on, the first coat will dry within an hour, and then you put a second coat on the same day, but you have to leave that 24 hours, and then I put a third coat on, and that's another 24 hours, and then by the time I've polished it up, you know, three coats is ideal. If I'm using hardwood, which I do, right, yours is oak, I believe. So, yeah, it's all time, Simon, isn't it?
And I appreciate it, I must admit, so thank you very much for that.
I'm glad, and, you know, if you can put that to use, and you know, you got your phone in and blah, 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 and I'll give you a little smile, you know, because if somebody you don't like in the office as well, it's fantastic as long as your aim's right. When it hits, it hurts.
And I suppose, you know, your year's different this year, isn't it? Because you haven't got the same freedom to move around since Seamus passed away, so you're catching up on some jobs and things.
Yeah, well, that's the hope, because we've been out on the bike, and you know, I was saying to Steve, because it's strange, really, because I'm having to fit in with other people. I mean, people have been very, very good with reference to the fact that, you know, I haven't got Seamus, but, you know, Deb's still got things that she has to do. So when I need to do X, you know, she's sort of moving around and having to move this about and to help me, but has helped me in another way. because she's now said, I want them shelves finished, I want that finished, and I want that. You've got a little bit of time while you're waiting for me. I'm thinking, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir. I tell you, mate, when air says jump, I just ask, how are you?
Well, you know me, I'm not going to make any wry remarks on that.
No, but it's all right for you. You're up in Edinburgh. But no, I mean, he will give me a little bit of an opportunity to, you know, to get a few things done. But mind you, Simon, 2019 hit us. I can't believe where we are in January. The amount of stuff that's gone on, sort of work-wise, training-wise, trying to catch up on jobs at home, trying to do things in the workshop. I've had a lot of talks come in. We're off across to sort of Holland and Germany. We referenced to trying to sort another little challenge out for next year. But you know, the whole shooting match, it's well, it's for busy times, isn't it? And you know what? I wasn't going to tell you this, but I'm going to let you into a little secret. Deborah, for the last umpteen years, has been trying to get me to go to dancing lessons. And I thought to myself, you know what, Cock? I thought, after all of the challenges that I do, I'm here, there and everywhere, you pour up with it, and sometimes our social engagements have to suffer because of me training. And I thought, you know, you're asking me to do one lesson a week with you. So we've started dancing lessons, the waltz, the foxtrot, the jive, and all this sort of thing. Only an hour a week. Tell you what, Si, I'm turning into Fred Astaire.
As he is now?
Probably. oh, you know what? I'm enjoying it. I really am enjoying it. I mean, and Deb's having a good old laugh at me because I'm sort of, you know, obviously not seeing the steps people. Because the teacher herself has been brilliant. She says, you know what? I've never taught anybody blind before to dance. So she said, it's a new experience for me. So they're sort of picking my feet up and exaggerating the steps. I've got a bloke who's a dancer, and they said, do you mind? And I says, no, he's pulling me and pushing me. And then I've got Deb screaming red off and laughing her socks off. But up to yet, I'm into the throes of sort of, I've learned the basics of three dances. I mean, I've got a long, long way to go. But you know what, Si? I'm enjoying it. And it's giving Deb a good old laugh. But I've said to her, I said, give me 6 weeks and I'll be taking you around that dance floor like Fred Astaire. So I took the challenge up.
I feel like Fred Astaire and Ginger Baker.
Yeah, well, I think, Deb can dance, so I'm going to give, you know, she is. But I think I'd be more like Fred Flintstone. But I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going
to. You never know where it might take you.
Well, you never know, do you? But I tell you what, Si, and I'm not ridiculing it, because when you get a dance, you know, you think to yourself sometimes, don't you? Oh, you know, I wish I could do that properly, and blah, blah, blah. Well, now I'm learning it. And I'll tell you what, I am really enjoying it. But my goodness, it's harder work than you think. Trying to coordinate your feet, trying to get the 1, 2, 3, 4 to the rhythm, listening to the music, and all I get is Deb laughing in my ear going, you've lost your... And I go, well, hang on, I've got to concentrate. I'm a bloke, I can only concentrate on one thing at a time. But I'm slowly getting there, and she's relatively impressed with me after the second week, you know.
Well, that's good going.
Well, that was putting my coat on and my cap on and walking out the door without walking into it, obviously. But I'll give you a progress report
good.
Each week, and let you know how when Fred Flintstone is sort of comparable to Fred Astaire.
Well, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, if you'd like to get in touch with Dave, it's not too difficult, is it?
No, not at all. Give Simon a ring at R&IB Connect. That's even the best way. But no, you can get us through the website, which is blinddavehealy.co.uk, or on Facebook, which is Blind Dave Healy, or Twitter, which is at Blind Dave Healy, and Healy is H-E-E-L-E-Y. But if, you know, want to have a chinwag, there's anything you want to talk about, you want to get involved with, give us a shout.
Well, Twinkle Toes, I'll let you go and catch up with you next week.
Yeah. But it might be more like Obnal Booties.
Let's just live with the illusion.
I know.